All right, here we are. I think we should be good.
We've been having problems starting this stream up. It wants to start two streams every time we fucking log into this program. We're trying to figure out exactly what
it is
we're doing
wrong.
It's
annoying. It's like, I don't understand what the whole thing with the key. It's like, does it want the same key? Does it want a different key? Then I try to put a different one in. It's like, no, that's still not right. I don't know.
Yeah. Can you guys hear us all right? It sounds awful quiet. Your sound, is it?
Well, yeah, but the video, like the starter video, that's a totally different volume,
okay, different volume
control than the microphone is.
Okay.
That's like on a totally different
little
sketchy thing.
We just started watching The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
we're like,
we said that yesterday we got the Sophie sent us a bootleg Blu-ray.
Yeah, it looks like a factory. It looks like a factory Disney product too.
It
came
does.
Sealed and shit
it
in
looks
the back,
really nice.
And even like real high quality graphics on the Blu-ray. Disney fucking missed the boat by not selling that on Blu-ray. It's fucking stupid. But we got done with watched episode 1 through 3, and it's fucking good, really good.
Well, that's what I had heard.
Yeah.
I would have been very surprised if it was bad because I didn't really hear anybody criticizing it all that much.
I did some checking, and there's another YouTuber goes by the name Victor Van Doomcock, and he dresses up like a fucking space alien. And he gave out some brand new information. It's only like, he got it through personal sources through Disney. And so it's only a few hours old, evidently. And it's good news for The Mandalorian. They got approved two new seasons. And they're going to start filming in the next couple days out in some Air Force base out in a desert. Lucas is involved in terms of, like, evidently Lucas really loves it. And he's tutoring these other two directors that are going to be involved. And they're going to keep quality control to make Star Wars feel like Star Wars. They want it to feel kind of like the way The Mandalorian was going to go. And they're going to do kind of like an expanded universe, and they're basically kind of getting rid of that trilogy. They're not going to really go in that direction anymore. They're going to go more towards the direction of like what The Mandalorian's doing. Evidently that everybody likes it. That's what I like, and that's what Lucas liked. So he's in on that project as an advisor, which is a good thing, and it could be a bad thing too. I think Lucas is a great idea man. He's not a really good director. Lucas is one of those guys you got to tell no.
Well, he needs a good editor.
Yeah, because Lucas will put in some fucking goofy shit. And as far as I can tell so far from The Mandalorian, what I like the tone of this better than the original Star Wars sequel. The Star Wars trilogy. Because it's more serious. It's got a darker tone, but it still has comedic relief. But none of it's wacky.
And I like in Baby Yoda, they have something that's cute, but not obnoxiously so.
Yeah, it's just cute, and you can relate to it. And there's no silly music, no silly dialogue. When the Mandalorian was fighting the Jawas, it was funny, but it wasn't funny because they were playing goofy fucking slapstick music and shit, and fucking, it was funny because Jawas are just funny. They were just being what they were, you know, making those funny noises and trying to fight back and throwing shit, and that's
throwing shit out of the window.
You don't have to do much to make a fucking Jawa
funny. Well, it's
funny
in the way some of the fights in, like, Indiana Jones were funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You just let the Jawas be the Jawas. Don't play silly fucking music over it and don't
like, hey, this is funny.
Yeah, yeah. Look, kids, it's funny. You know, that doesn't work for me.
Well, if it's funny, it's just funny.
It's just funny,
right. You don't need, like, signposts, like, pointing at how funny it is.
To me, the tone so far has, like, been a fucking really good Western and Star Wars is a Western.
I feel like that's what they wanted to get back to with this, because this very much does have like a Western sensibility, which the original Star Wars did as well, which I really kind of like.
It's a Western movie with samurais in it and fucking wizards. That's what Star Trek and robots. That's what fucking Star Wars was. Really.
I mean, I heard what I heard when I looked up on the Wikipedia page I wanted to say before when you were talking about the seasons is I heard the second season was supposed to be out in October of this year, and that they were maybe also going to be filming a third season, like
evidently two more have been approved.
Yeah, I heard that they were
already working
three
on them. So I think that the second
I heard that the second one was already coming out, like, in October. That's what the Wikipedia page said.
All right, yeah.
And I also didn't realize, because I'm watching it and I'm just like, I realized, I was like, well, obviously this is after the, you know, the events of the first trilogy, because they were talking about the Empire being gone and shit like that. But when I looked it up on Wikipedia, it said this actually happens after, it's supposed to be 25 years after the end of the original trilogy and, or something like that. And like before, like The Force Awakens, the events of The Force Awakens. So it's like between there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in that 30 or 50 year period, however long it is, like maybe somebody remembers.
Sandra's saying that fucking Lucas likes dumbass fucking like laugh tracks to tell you idiots when to laugh and that kind of shit. That's true.
That's just like old school, like fucking, you know, TV shows that had to have a laugh track because they had to tell you what was funny, I guess. It's like, I don't know. I don't really get that.
The best Star Wars movie really was fucking Empire Strikes Back, and Lucas didn't have that much to do with that. Some the other people directed that and they did a fucking great job. It's like a classic war movie the way they had that thing.
And Mango Badger also pointed out that the first Star Wars film, I mean, George Lucas's wife had a big part in editing that and
saved in edit.
Saved in edit. And I feel like she doesn't get much credit.
Yeah, and evidently his wife cut a lot of like the silliest shit out. That there was a lot of silly shit in there that was taken out. Real, you know, goofy robots doing stupid shit, and she's like, "Nah, that's got to come out." And you know, that's Lucas is not a great filmmaker. He's a good idea man. He's just not real good with movies.
Well, what I liked in The Mandalorian, and like I said, we've only we'll probably watch the rest of it later tonight, but we've only watched like the first three episodes, so nobody likes spoil anything in the comments or anything. But one thing that I liked immediately was that it was paying homage to, you know, so it's like the Jawas were in it, one of those like
little power droid,
one of the power droids, like that was like bah, 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 like that. They put him in there, but they didn't not in like a winky kind of like, hey, look at this kind of way. It was just kind of like there because it was there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's, you know, and shit's evolved a little bit. It's a long time after Star Wars it happened.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So all that stuff's older or newer generations. And yeah, I just think that the tone was spot on, you know, and it wasn't afraid to be kind of fucking spooky. Like when they showed where the Mandalorian, where the Mandalorians were living, they had that big Mandalorian fucking skull thing over the damn entryway, you know what I mean?
To the forge.
And it was like, you know, it kind of had some dark, some darkness to it. Lucas wouldn't have put that in there. He'd be like, well, I think that might scare the kids. You know what I mean?
Well, and I like that,
man, shut the fuck
I
up,
like that the main character is like a morally gray character. He's a bounty hunter.
Don't want to scare the kid.
Kind of like Han Solo was, who was a smuggler. So he's not like a good guy, but he's not like a bad guy either. He's just kind of like, I'll just do whatever for a paycheck guy. You know what I'm saying?
The thing is, though, is that they changed Han Solo. When I saw it fucking when it first came out in the theaters, the first time you see Han Solo, he shoots a dude underneath the table.
Yeah.
And he shot fucking first, all right? And they changed that later on. They made it look like Greedo shot first.
So it looked like he shot himself.
It was like, what kind of fucking stupid shit is that? The whole reason why you liked Han Solo is because the fucker proves from day one that he was dangerous.
Yeah.
So his conversion into being kind of a good guy was real.
Yeah,
he really was a bad guy.
That was his main story. Art.
Right, yeah. You know, he was... But, you know, was he a bad guy? I don't really think he was a bad guy. Greedo was probably going to fucking take him to Jabba the Hutt and they were going to fucking do
That's
some bad
shit.
That's
what I mean. He wasn't a bad, bad guy.
He was just trying to survive.
He was just trying to survive in that, you know, context, which is the same thing that's happening with The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I have to say, too, that I really like that. I mean, how amazing is it that they have a main character whose face you never see? I mean, I don't know if you see it later, but because, like I said, I didn't do any spoilers or anything like that because I wanted to see it.
We're doing the show and they're fucking mowing out there again.
They're always, somebody's always
so he's
mowing.
So he's got to fucking mow. Yeah.
And it's always that person.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what the hell it is, but it's like, and it's really, really loud. It's like, I don't know why. They're just like right.
Our Lord service comes here fucking crack of dawn, man. Early in the morning.
Well, it's not early to me.
We hire Mexicans. They come here fucking early. They're going to do the shit.
Tell them it gets too hot.
Yeah. Those dudes are all from fucking Tijuana.
You know,
they know how to work, man. These other dudes, these
fucking just like get here and like get it over with before it's like 4,000 degrees outside.
They're out there in the fucking heat working.
Yeah, fuck
that. God damn.
I don't know how they could do it. But that and like roofers, I don't like. How do you not die? I don't really get it. So I really like the fact that you never see his face, but almost from the jump, you're on this dude's side, even though he's not necessarily a good guy. You can't see him, you can't see his facial expressions, he doesn't talk a lot, So it's he's almost kind of like a Mad Maxy kind of character, but you can't like really Mad Maxy. But like you can't see his face, so it's like harder to relate to him. But for some reason, you just do.
For me, it's he's a cross between kind of like Darth Vader and fucking dude from fucking who am I thinking of? Clint Eastwood.
Yeah.
Like a Clint Eastwood and a Darth Vader together, which that's perfect. Perfect for Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, Baby Yoda, you guys.
It's called the Child.
The Child. Whatever, yeah, because it's not Yoda, obviously.
No, it's a long time
Yoda's already dead. But you know what I mean? It's just, I kind of like I said, this is how you do cute. Because Baby Yoda is stupid cute. That is just stupid cute. And the part where the fucking guy, where the Mandalorian... Mando, I guess they call him. That's not his name, but that's what
I think
they
that's
call him.
Just a, I think it's just a
that's just what they call for any Mandalorian. That's not, I can't remember what his real name is. It starts with a D.
Yeah.
I looked it up. But it's a weird Star Trek name. Star Wars name. But I like the one scene where he kind of got wounded and then Baby Yoda gets out of his little flying crib or whatever and goes over there and like tries to heal it and he's like And it's like the face that the baby makes is like really funny because even before I knew about this, even before The Mandalorian came out, when Pookie was little, sometimes we used to call her Little Yoda because when you would pet her, like scratch her under the chin and stuff, and she'd make that little face like, and she looked like all little wise and scrunched up like a little bitty Yoda face.
Yeah, we need to get a little child costume for the fucking cat.
I know, it's like now I was saying like, I want a werewolf costume, now I kind of want a Baby Yoda costume for her because she has a little Baby Yoda face.
What they did with this series is something that Lucas probably wouldn't have done or couldn't have done. If you wanted the child to be cute, Lucas would have Jar Jar Binks the fuck out of it, and he would think that was cute. All right.
Yeah, no one needs to be Jar Jar
Binks. And be, okay, that's how it would have been. Or it would have had a fucking funny foreign accent. He'd have given it a Chinese accent or some shit like
racist.
That.
It's
or something. Racist. Well, you can call it what it is. I don't know what it is. He is a man of his time, I guess.
I suppose.
He doesn't understand how things are interpreted. But, you know, fucking look. I thought he was bad, but fucking Disney was worse. They're going to have all these diversity characters. We're going to have a black character. But we're going to make him the fucking janitor. And we're going to make him chasing this white girl. And nah, he's not going to get her. You know? It's just, they did the same fucking shit.
Well, they don't really think things through all the
way. They're not thinking it through.
I mean, it's better, but they're not thinking it
all the
way
through. We have to have all these diversity characters, but they're going to be stereotypes. That's fucking eventually what you ended up with. Stereotypes. He's going to be like a, he's going to be the janitor, and he's going to be kind of like a, you know, kind of like a clown. Maybe we can get him to sing and dance, you know. He might look good with some white lipstick on him. You know what I mean? That's fucking the way Disney fucking thinks. You know what I mean? Yeah, see? It's inclusion. Yeah. You know, they're idiots. So what they did with the child was a totally different direction. The little alien child is like really low key and just it moves real slowly and it just has a lot of prolonged eye contact.
Yeah, he's just looking like, what the hell is going
on? And it just does the ears.
Just like Pookie.
And it tries to help out. and that's all you need. You don't need to go over the fucking top.
Well, yeah, like you said, it doesn't need to like run around like Jar Jar looking with his ears flopping around going.
That's what Lucas would have done.
It's just like, you know, just dial it back. Just dial it back.
Yeah. That's what Lucas would have done.
Baby Yoda doesn't have to do anything. He just has to sit in his little pod and like look at shit going, huh.
Well, the comedic element and the cuteness of it was just eye contact and timing. How long they showed it.
Yeah.
They would like, something would happen and then they would just show it for just the right amount of time. And you go, oh, I see it. You're, like 3 or 4 seconds and then it cut away. So
can I just say I love the scene? I love the scene where the child was lifting up that big like rhino monster thing.
Yeah.
And he's like,
And
then he gets tired and he goes, oh.
Yeah, and then falls asleep.
And he falls asleep for like 3 days or something like that. It's because tuckered him out. He's a baby. He's a baby. That's pretty good though. It's like for a baby to have that much power. It's a good thing human babies don't have that much power. We'd all be fucked.
Yeah, fucking Mango's going that Finn could have been a great character.
I mean, I liked Finn as a character. I liked all those characters, but I do see what you're saying, though.
Those characters were only good in the first half of the first movie. They started to go downhill towards the second half. That wasn't Star Wars. Just wasn't Star Wars to me. It looked like Star Wars. The first movie really did. The second one would just look like some kind of Chinese copy of Star Wars. It looked like Star Wars Chinese fan fiction.
Although I'm going to tell you that if I had to pick like between this most recent trilogy and the prequel trilogy, I'm going with the most recent one. I really hated those prequels. hated them.
I don't know. A lot. I look back at the prequels a little more favorably than I used to.
The thing is, when I first saw the prequels, I was like, oh, those are pretty good. But then when I saw them again later, I'm like, nope, they suck. So to me, it's like they got worse, like, over time. Like, because I tried to watch them, like, not too long ago, and I was like, nah, I just couldn't sit
The best them. Of the prequels was the third one.
Well, yeah, everybody says that.
And really, it was only like 75% of it.
Yeah.
Clone Wars was a mixed bag. It was like half and half. The problem with the very Phantom Menace was that there was too much of that kid, and that kid was too young.
Yeah, fuck that kid, man.
And then they didn't show enough of Darth Maul, and then they killed Darth Maul. Dumb. That was a fucking dumb idea.
Super dumb.
Very dumb.
Super dumb. You can't introduce a character that cool.
No.
And they cut him in half.
Maul should have been in all three movies and killed at the fucking last in the third one. And that character should have had a much better arc. You could have put Count Dooku and all that. They could have had all those guys in there. Count Dooku was kind of, and then there was that fucking four-armed robot. Was the name of that fucking thing?
General Grievous.
General Grievous. General Grievous looked great. It was a good idea, but it was just too corny. The voice was nyah-ah, basically, you know, nyah-ah. Nyah-ah, I'm the villain. It's just, they're and like some of the bad guys, like the Techno Army, you know, they had the stupid voices and shit. Too much, what's up, Polk? You just want to come around? There are too many stupid Jim Henson type voices.
Yeah, which, like, that's fine in a Jim Henson movie. Yeah. Like, if I'm watching a Muppet movie or Labyrinth or something like that, cool. Do all the funny voices you want. But, you know, try to keep it, in Star Wars, try to keep it to
a man. Well, there was a lot of fucking stories about what went on with George Lucas back at fucking Skywalker Ranch while he's making all that shit. You know, that he would have things, whole CGI scenes shot over and over again. Each time he's adding more and more and more and more, and then just
put some more chips and big slimy monsters.
Yeah,
and
more
shit like
robots
that in the back.
And more of this and
pretty soon just like a whole like screen just like packed with all these
and more things have to happen. And when you look at some of those like gunfights, there's a fucking 500 dudes packed in frame. Each one's doing something, and each person is doing something that's ridiculous and impractical, and no way, you know what I mean? Like, one dude in the background shoots off three heads of three different robots within a second and a half, and then he falls and somebody trips over him. It's just obviously very choreographed and sped up. Nothing looks natural or realistic in a lot of those fights. And I think it was in Clone Wars when a lot of this happened. Just some of that shit was just very cartoonish.
Can I say that I really did like the robot in The Mandalorian? Like the bounty hunter robot?
Yeah, the one he killed.
Like, that was funny, too.
And that looked
like
the way a robot would move.
Yeah.
The way his feet were
doing.
Yeah, that looked
great.
I
mean, I liked that it wasn't like, I'm sure it was CG'd, but it didn't look like it was CG.
I don't think it was CG.
I mean, it didn't look CG if it was.
The way it moved, it rattled and shook a lot. I think it was
like a
puppet.
It looked like a crappy old
old robot.
Which is cool. That's what I liked about the original Star Wars, was that everything looked like it was all busted up and you were just kind of using shit that was like good enough. Because that's like more realistic.
The way it moved, it looked like, I think it might have been some kind of puppet. And I think they CG'd a lot of the control arms away so you couldn't see what it was doing. But it looked rickety and it looked like it was an object that was really there. And it killed a lot of bad guys.
Yeah, and I like that it was. I like that it was kind of funny, like the stuff that it said, but not like overtly funny.
Yeah,
it was just like funny because the situation was kind of ridiculous.
And it didn't move like a human; it just did things the way a robot would do it or a machine would do it, and that looked really cool. I bought into that character.
Yeah.
And then it just kept wanting to just self-destruct. And he's going, "Don't destroy yourself."
Yeah, he's like, "Not while I'm standing right here. God damn
it." Hold on, guys. Guess what? We got a guest on.
We got a guest.
I was going to bring little Debbie on.
Look, he's been to Sam's today. He's so excited.
I got the fucking oatmeal pies. I'm going to get him an oatmeal pie.
Next time we stream, we're going to weigh 300 pounds.
I haven't had an oatmeal pie in a long time. Although, Pookie's looking at it. You want an oatmeal pie, Pookie?
Don't give her
oatmeal
pie. What
are you doing? What am I opening?
She probably won't eat those.
Okay, this one's got several cases of oatmeal pies in it.
Oh, okay. I'm not a huge fan of the oatmeal pies, I have to say.
I haven't had one of these in a long time.
I like the Nutty Buddies that we got. Those are good. I had one of those yesterday.
That's them. I haven't had one of these.
And you said you got Zingers too, right?
Got Zingers too.
He went to Sam's.
They were cheap, man.
Well, yeah, that's
they were cheap. These things are better when you microwave them, or at least they were.
Yeah, you have to microwave them for a couple of seconds. So
it's all vegetable shortening and sugar.
It's all gushy. I thought the inside was marshmallow. Isn't it marshmallow?
Yeah, marshmallow, and it's all soft.
See, I don't like marshmallow.
Let's see what it's like. Want a bite? It's good.
No.
Is that something? You know, try to offer her something, but she's like, "No, I don't like that. No, fuck you."
Good. Don't get all sensitive.
I'm getting sensitive.
One, I don't like to eat on camera, and two, I'm not. I told you right before we started recording, I'm not
they
a huge fan
it.
Of oatmeal.
They
pies.
Changed it.
I mean, of all the little Debbies, like yeah. I like a bunch of the other ones better than oatmeal pies.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little bit more cinnamon in it. It's got cinnamon in it now. They changed it.
I think, yeah, it had cinnamon in it before. I think.
We're gonna police transmit.
She's trying.
Transmit. You don't want that. That's
look
sweet.
At her little face.
She's like, "That's sweet. I don't like that."
She will eat, like, whipped cream, though.
Yeah.
If you have whipped cream or ice cream or something like that.
Not plastic.
She's like, oh.
She loves plastic.
Well, she likes any paper that makes noise when she steps on it.
Like, that's what everybody's saying.
It goes crackle, crackle. Now, somebody said Rogue One was pretty good. It was, actually. I think we saw that in the theater.
Yeah, Rogue One was all right.
I liked Rogue One, actually.
That was the better of the new Star Wars.
And I didn't mind Solo, either. I saw Solo on Netflix a while back. You know, it wasn't anything to write home about, but it was a perfectly fun, serviceable movie. Disney should have done a Lando film instead of Solo. Yeah, I kind of agree with that. They should have done a Lando, because not a lot is known about Lando Calrissian, the character. Like, we know a lot about Han Solo already. So I do feel like they could have kind of done more with that. The one thing that I didn't really like about Solo was that it kind of hit every beat. It's like, hey, here's how he got this, and here's how he got that. And it's like, it was almost kind of like a greatest hits of Han Solo's life type of thing. Like, all the stuff that had been mentioned in the older movies, like, they had to show how all of it happened.
It felt a little artificial to me.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, yeah. I mean, I liked it otherwise, but it's like, that was one thing that did kind of bug me. I'm like, okay, we didn't really have to know, like, how that happened. It's, like, not that important. But yeah, I do wish that they had done a Lando Calrissian.
It was just okay. It was better than the prequel, and then the sequels. I thought.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I guess so. But, yeah, I think...
That last one...
Rogue One, I think, was the best one of all the recent ones.
That very last one, what was it called?
The Last Jedi?
No. Was it The Last Jedi?
Wait, that was the second one, right?
That was the
Rise
one.
Of Skywalker.
Rise of Skywalker. They tried to fix that shit as much as they could. The movie was long as shit. And it got ridiculous at the end. But they had to do something, didn't they?
Yeah.
You just had to do something.
Yeah, Fido says, "You heard of the Kessel Run? We're doing it now." Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. It's like, we didn't need to see it. Yeah. It's like, we've already heard about it. It's like, it's fine.
Yeah, it's better to just kind of imagine that than actually see it.
Yeah. That's, like I said, that was the only thing that kind of bothered me. Because it seemed like it was ground that had already been tread. You know what I mean? So it's like they could have done something more interesting with his story, like, rather than just kind of showing, it's like, here's all the shit we mentioned in the movie, like, now we're showing it to you. That's all.
The problem with them is that they tried to make the stories, I think, too big and have too many characters in them. Lucas was having that problem, too.
He wants to stuff as many people into the movie as possible. It's like, you can't concentrate on that many people at once.
If you look at The Mandalorian, it's a small and simple story, and it's a lot more effective.
Yeah, and another thing that I like about it too, like I said, I'm not sure, you know, because we're only three episodes in, but I like how everything, and it's really funny how this seems like it would be, you know, screenwriting 101, and actually I think it is, but a lot of movies don't really do this. I like how each action leads to another action, and it leads to another action that leads to another action. It's like, you know what I mean? He gets, you know, he finishes up the job, he gets another job that everybody's like, ooh, this is a super, super top secret one, and he goes to do that one, and, like, he gets in, like, a fight doing that, and then, like, the Jawas take all his shit, and then, like, he ends up having to, like, you know, he gets the kid, and then, like, he comes back, and, like, all this, there's, like, everything leads to the next thing. There's nothing, like, superfluous, there's nothing outside of it. It's just, like you said, it's a very simple story. It's, like, basically, he goes, he gets the quarry, he gets the child, and then he comes back, and then he has, like, a change of heart and decides he wants to take it back and, like, you know, all this other stuff, so.
I was happy to see Carl Weathers in it, man. It's cool. Cool to see him. And I like the, because it's a smaller story, it has less characters in it. So you have more time with the characters. What you doing, Pope?
She's playing with
the
plastic.
So you get a feel for who the characters are, and a lot of it can just be unspoken.
Yeah.
Like watching him fall off some shit and fucking get fucked up and then just going, oh, man. You know, he's like, yeah, that was fucked up. You know what I mean? And you just kind of get a more of a feel for the character. But then you look at, like, the new sequel trilogy. I didn't really get a feel for any of those characters, like Rey. Rey was in it. You saw a lot of Rey, but you didn't really know who that is. You notice that?
Well, like
there's
you
not
said,
enough,
they,
not enough time to
there's fucking, not enough time to, like, kind of get into.
Yeah.
Her character, because like you said, there's so much other
shit
going on, it's like maybe too complex.
So, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm thinking, is this a robot? Maybe Ray's a robot.
Plot because, twist.
Well, see, the thing was, is that remember how in that story she starts on this planet and you think she might be a Skywalker because there's a bunch of hints with the X-Wing helmet and all this other shit. You think, well, you know, and that maybe Luke had dropped her off there or something. There's all this stuff that makes you think that maybe she's important. You find out, no, she's not important. He says, well, she's kind of important. Oh, yeah, she's Palpatine's daughter. You're like, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened with this? You know what I mean? There was just, you never really got to know who that character was. You almost got to know who Finn was better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Finn got more characterization.
Yeah, and a lot of it was bad. And then Poe, his story arc, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean? Like, why was he in the movie?
Well, the thing about it was that he was supposed to get killed in Force Awakens, and I guess, like, audiences responded well to him, so they said, okay, well, we have to make
you're
sure that he comes back, so it's like I'm not really entirely sure they knew what to do with
him. All these fucking characters, and none of them seem to be any important, you know?
Yeah.
And then you see, like, a legacy character come in, like Luke or fucking Solo, and they kill him off, or you just see him a couple times, and Luke's now a loser, you know? Loser
he's
on an island.
He's old and over it.
Drinking green titty milk off a fucking seahorse and shit. Sea cow. Just fucking stupid, you know? You're like, who's writing this shit?
Fido says, I know people hate Rian Johnson's take on the second movie, but his other original movies are great. I loved Knives Out.
Knives Out was good.
I really liked that.
Yeah, Knives Out was good.
Yeah.
He can't write Star Wars, though.
Well, it just seems like that's really not his bailiwick. It really does. I mean, from watching Knives Out and seeing how awesome that movie was, I'm like, this is the type of movie that he wants to make. He likes murder mysteries and thrillers and stuff like that.
Look at Pookie. She's getting up in here.
No, please don't.
You're
please
knocking
don't.
Shit over. What the fuck? well, I think there's...
Please don't.
I think
you
they
going
were...
over there?
I don't know what they were telling these directors. I don't know what they were telling them to do either. Like, you know what I mean? I think they were telling them to pack a bunch of shit in there. It's got to have this in it. It's got to have this in it. It's got to have that in it. Because it seems like they were just trying to stuff everything they fucking possibly could in each one of those movies.
Yeah.
It was just a fucking a shit salad, you know? Shit from here and shit from there and shit from over here and just a big shit salad.
It's a shit gumbo.
It's a shit salad, yeah. And I fucking love Star Wars. The only one I liked was Force Awakens. I thought that was going to be a good start to it. It was not a perfect movie, but I thought it was better than the prequels. But then, Last Jedi came out, and it just kind of erased everything from the first one. And then the third one erased the other two. So it's just like, why are you watching this shit? What are you doing, Pope? You're the star of the show now, huh, Pope? This is ridiculous. Turn around, say hi to everybody. Look at you, Pookie. She used to see her face. Her face is fucking
ridiculous. Yeah, she's looking. That was awesome.
Tell them hi, Pookie. That was awesome. Tell them hi. Okay.
You're so fucking funny. Yeah.
It's a Pookie eclipse. Yeah.
Total eclipse of the Pookie. Now okay, she's trying to eat.
Now she's trying to fight.
She's trying to eat the...
She's going
to
tear everything apart.
The mouse
and everything.
Yeah.
Maybe we ought to shut it down.
We should, yeah.
We're going to shut it down. Next thing you know, she's going to turn around and knock the camera over.
She probably will, with her little butt, because there it is. Her butt's like right by the tripod. All right. So anyway, we're going to watch the rest of The Mandalorian tonight, probably. I think we have five more episodes in season one.
Yeah.
So we'll either come on tomorrow and talk about that on a Sidetracks, or Shudder just added an interesting new lion attack movie.
Okay.
So I might watch that and review it. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, are we going to... she knocked it back.
Knocking shit off.
Knocking the bed off. And then she looks at it.
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
Now she's figuring out how to get down.
It's not that far, Pook. You can
do
it.
Go ahead and jump.
You can do it.
Go ahead and jump. Well, there's books in the way.
Oh.
There's the books in the way. Okay, come here. Come here. I'll come get... Okay. She saw me move. She changed.
She cries.
Yeah.
We're
all gonna... right, let's go ahead and go.
All right. So we're going to shut down. We'll see you guys tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Thanks, everybody, for dropping by.
Take my little Debbie.
We're going to go eat a whole box of little Debbie.